This is Jim Barrier on World News Brief. You may know me from Since You Asked, a Bible study podcast on CGM Radio. I will be joining you from time to time here on World News Brief. My role will be to look at news in entertainment, sports, and pop culture. This week, we're going to take a look at politics in sports, specifically basketball, and how sports figures use their celebrity status to promote their views about politics and current events. One writer said, athletes, teams, and leagues are presenting themselves as political actors during their biggest sports events. Even if they were offering passable political punditry, they would be infecting their playoffs with and tying their legacies to partisan politics. But their political rants and performative protests are embarrassingly empty and misinformed. Their reputations would be better off if they just stuck to doing what they're good at. Today, I want to talk to you about the WNBA. No, not that one. I'm talking about the Woke National Basketball Association. The Woke League is led by its holy trinity of LeBron James, Greg Popovich, and Steve Kerr. Let's begin with King James, the Emperor and his new clothes. LeBron has made himself the face of uneducated celebrity punditry. Make no mistake, sports, in essence, is entertainment, and like their Hollywood counterparts, many sports figures believe they are in a position to pontificate to the world about whatever issues they are upset about, assuming their opinions are authoritative. LeBron James has appeared in 10 NBA Finals, winning 4 times. He is a 4-time Finals MVP and a 4-time league MVP, and he is not afraid of expressing controversial views as long as they are comfortably within fashionable woke consensus and political correctness. And yes, freedom of speech guarantees him the right to air his views, whatever they may be. LeBron has been making remarks his whole career that leave me scratching my head, even if it is strange use of words like, that game was fatigueful, or the opposing team was a high-oiled machine, or when the air conditioning went out in a playoff game and during the timeout he told his teammates, they're trying to smoke us out. He could be the Yogi Berra of basketball. Okay, even presidents are guilty of malaprops. But what makes this ironic is his propensity to use the term uneducated to describe anyone who disagrees with him. For instance, when Donald Trump was elected president, he explained that he didn't think a lot of people that voted for Trump were that educated on his policies or up to date on what's going on in this country. At the end of the day, I don't think a lot of people was educated, he said. And I think that one of the biggest problems that we have when it becomes vote time, people are just not educated on either the individual or what's going on in the state of the world now. I don't think a lot of people are educated, and they make choices and say things that are uneducated. Wow. James tried to get the NBA to punish Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey for his public support of the people in Hong Kong following aggressive action by China. According to LeBron, Morey wasn't educated on the subject. The irony here is that LeBron came out of high school skipping college to go straight into the NBA. He's that great of a basketball player. But that doesn't make him an expert on world politics, and it certainly doesn't make him an expert on education. He is, however, apparently an expert on what constitutes genuine signs of post-traumatic stress. During the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, James mocked Rittenhouse's tears on a stand, doubting that they were real. Well, I guess you would know, LeBron. When news broke that a 16-year-old woman named Micaiah Bryant was shot and killed by an officer in Columbus, Ohio, James posted a picture of the officer responsible for the shooting and wrote, "You're next," hashtag accountability. I'm so tired of seeing black people killed by police. Well, it's certainly no surprise that James commented on the situation. Many people online were upset that he posted a picture of the officer with the message that could be misconstrued as a threat. On Wednesday, prior to the James tweet, the body cam footage was released for the shooting. The footage showed the 16-year-old wielding a knife and about to stab an unarmed woman prior to the officer shooting her. I guess it's shoot your mouth off first and ask questions later. Enter Boston Celtics center Enes Kanter, a Muslim native of Turkey and now a U.S. citizen, who spoke out against Beijing's crimes, in particular the communist regime's treatment of the Uyghurs, a Muslim society which has been called genocidal. He also lambasted American companies that use Uyghur forced labor to make their goods, even as they espouse progressive views at home. He has sported sneakers that read, "Made with slave labor," and "Taiwan belongs to Taiwanese people," and "Free Tibet." Kanter took to social media lambasting Chinese President Xi Jinping as a brutal dictator for his unwillingness to grant more freedom to Tibet. Tencent, the Chinese technology and entertainment conglomerate, which has a $1.5 billion deal with the NBA, responded quickly by announcing it would not show Celtics games during the 21-22 season. Nike is one of nearly 100 Western companies alleged to have used Uyghur slave labor in the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. The athletic gear company has a $1 billion licensing deal with the NBA, whose China operations are worth an estimated $5 billion, and more NBA fans, 500 million, than people, not just fans, in the United States. In a report surprisingly published by woke network ESPN, despite its close ties to the NBA, the network claimed, in addition to the money their teams derive from the NBA's $5 billion business in China, many owners have significant personal stakes there through their own businesses. ESPN examined the investments of 40 principal owners and found they collectively have more than $10 billion tied up in China, including one owner whose company has a joint venture with an entity that has been sanctioned by the U.S. government. Journalist Jason Whitlock, who happens to be black, recently suggested that the actual investment could be closer to $100 billion and implied that ESPN might be holding back the most damaging information about the NBA's relationship with China. After Nike got blowback in China for a statement expressing concern about forced labor in the region that is the location of the regime's repression of the Uyghurs, the company's CEO said, "Nike is a brand of China and for China." Wow. Nike lobbied Congress to weaken its anti-forced labor bill, lest a measure aimed at crimping a vast human rights abuse embarrass the corporate giant too greatly. Says who, the Nike ad asks. Well, the answer is obvious. The Chinese regime says who. Enes Kanter took LeBron James to task for his connections to Chinese forced labor camps, producing the Nike sneakers whom James is a spokesman for. Kanter tweeted, "Money over morals for the king," and wore sneakers during a Celtics-Laker game, portraying James bowing down to get crowned by the Chinese dictator. In the post-game press conference, James downplayed Kanter's words. "I think if you know me, you know I don't give too many people my energy. He's definitely not someone I would give my energy to. He's trying to use my name to create an opportunity for himself. I definitely won't comment too much on that. He always had a word to say or two in my direction. And as a man, if you've got an issue with somebody, you really have to come up to him. He had the opportunity tonight. I seen him in the hallway, and he walked right by me." Of course, Kanter also uses his freedom of speech, but he is nowhere the caliber of player or celebrity status as LeBron James. Journalist Laura Ingraham sought to rebuke James for talking politics, something in her opinion is out of bounds for an athlete. It is always unwise to seek political advice from someone who gets paid $100 million a year to bounce a ball, she said. Keep the political comments to yourselves. Shut up and dribble. James responded, "We will definitely not shut up and dribble. I mean too much to society, too much to youth, too much to so many kids who feel like they don't have a way out." By the way, James just became a billionaire, the first active player to do so. So I guess that makes him important to society. And like for San Antonio Spurs' Greg Popovich, being the winningest head coach in NBA history isn't enough. He has to be at the center of political and cultural debates happening across the country today. He echoes the sentiment of many elite, entitled progressives that America is terrible, and anyone who disagrees with him must be a Trump-loving fascist. After the horrific shooting at a school in Uvalde, Pop spoke at the Stand Up With Uvalde benefit rally. He slammed Texas and U.S. lawmakers who don't support gun control legislation that he wants. "I'm sick and tired of 50 and 60 and 70-year-old white men screwing up all of our lives because they're selfish and really care about nothing else but their position. They'll say that's unpatriotic or mean. No, it's freaking true. I think it's pretty obvious." Hey, Greg, you're 73, and you should have kept your promise to retire with Tim Duncan. Go look in the mirror. Here are his thoughts on racism. "Our league is made up of a lot of black guys. To honor that and understand it is pretty simplistic. How would you ignore that? More importantly, we live in a racist country that hasn't figured it out yet. Obviously, race is the elephant in the room, and we all understand that. But unless it's talked about constantly, it's not going to get better. People get bored. Oh, is it that again? He's pulling the race card again. Why do we have to talk about that? Well, because it's uncomfortable, and there has to be an uncomfortable element in the discourse for anything to change. Whether it's the LGBT movement or women's suffrage, it doesn't matter. People have to be made to feel uncomfortable, and especially white people, because we're comfortable. We still have no clue of what being born white means. It's hard to sit down and decide, yes, it's like you are at the 50-meter mark in a 100-meter dash. You've got that kind of lead. Yes, because you were born white. You have advantages that are systemically, culturally, psychologically there, and they have been built up and cemented for hundreds of years. But many people can't look at it. It's too difficult. People want to hold their position. They want the status quo. People don't want to give that up. And until it is given up, it's not going to be fixed." Wow, that's pretty dangerous talk. By the way, Greg, your peers include black head coaches. There are black head coaches in the NFL, black managers in Major League Baseball, black CEOs, black Oscar winners, black billionaires, and your favorite president was a black man. Find a new song to sing. Bob Mulheron, a Spurs fan for 25 years, told the Washington Post that he was done with the team due to Popovich's political vitriol. "I often curse Pop for doing that," he said. "He insulted more than half of the Spurs fan base, and no sign whatsoever of an apology. It is sad that Pop basically told my wife and my son and me, for that matter, that we were fools for supporting Donald Trump." What happens when someone calls you a fool? You avoid them, he said. The Post went on to note that a local sports reporter has heard from many fans who have turned their back on the Spurs. On his ESPN radio show, Jason Minnick says that he hears from infuriated Spurs fans quite often. once dedicated fans are increasingly spurning the team because of its head coach's virulent anti-Trump comments, according to a new report. Pop has called Trump xenophobic, homophobic, racist, and misogynist, a coward, a pathological liar who is unfit intellectually, emotionally, and psychologically. Wow. In March, Popovich questioned whether the Second Amendment is useful any longer and said, Trump brings out the dark side of human beings. Criticisms that many of the Spurs faithful took personally. I am completely turned off, Spurs ex-fan Cassandra Casanova, 65, told the Post, after all these years of supporting the team, and now I just have no interest. Popovich really messed things up. Casanova claimed she donated dozens of team t-shirts and other merchandise to charity and quit watching. That's how angry I got. It ruined my basketball life, she said. I took it personally. I was such a loyal fan, and he insulted me. Why would you start attacking the people who have been so loyal, and I might add, who pay your salary? In a recent interview with Maureen Dowd of the New York Times, Popovich sounded off against those in sports who aren't aligned with his far-left ideology. Popovich majored in Soviet studies at the Air Force Academy before acquiring intelligence training. He vouched for fellow social justice warrior Colin Kaepernick and went after everyone from NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to former Vice President Dick Cheney. He even took time to disrespect the U.S. flag in the process. He says, a smart man is running the NFL, and he didn't understand the difference between the flag and what makes the country great. All the people who fought to allow Colin Kaepernick to have the right to kneel for justice. Popovich said, the flag is irrelevant. It's just a symbol that people glom onto for political reasons, just like Cheney back in the Iraq War. Goodell got intimidated when Trump jumped on the kneeling, and he folded. You know, I live in San Antonio, and I myself was once a very dedicated Spurs fan. But like many others, I got tired of Pop's rantings. With Tim Duncan's retirement, Popovich became the lone face of the franchise, and I became a former fan. And finally, Steve Kerr, head coach of the Golden State Warriors. Here is his response to the recent shootings. When are we going to do something? I'm tired. I'm so tired of getting up here and offering condolences to devastated families out there. I'm tired of the moments of silence. Enough. So I ask you, Mitch McConnell, and all of you senators who refuse to do anything about the violence and the school shootings and the supermarket shootings, I ask you, are you going to put your own desire for power ahead of the lives of our children and our elderly and our churchgoers? Because that's what it looks like. That's what we do every week. I'm fed up. I've had enough. We can't get numb to this. We can't sit here and just read about it and say, let's have a moment of silence. And for those who want to dismiss Kerr as just a basketball coach, it's worth remembering that his father was shot and killed in 1984 at the American University of Beirut. Kerr, who seems to never miss an opportunity to pander to his liberal Silicon Valley neighbors, is reportedly the same National Basketball Association luminary who advocated for the elimination of the Oakland, California School District Police Force almost 2 years ago. Kerr joined dozens of Oakland Unified School District parents and students who are calling for the district to dismantle its internal police force. NBC Bay Area reported at the time, you really have to listen to the community in terms of what's happening and what's best for the community, Kerr said. Kerr, who is hardly shy about cataloging America's shortcomings, is the same social justice advocate among many in the professional sports league who has remained quiet about the rampant human rights abuses committed by the NBA's key business partner, the People's Republic of China. The fact that not one media asked Kerr to explain how his new demand for gun laws to protect kids squares with his prior demands to remove police from schools and defund the police. It's further proof of how worthless most sports media is. In fact, most media. Kerr, hailed as a hero by left-wing sports media, is actually a coward, emblematic of many on social media. He has passionate opinions on whatever people are emotional about, even if it directly contradicts his prior emotional opinions. On China, though, he's mute. So are his employers. They all portray themselves as champions of social justice and of courage and striving, but their commitment to these causes and values stops at the water's edge and at their bottom line, which is money, the big bucks. I believe we need to protect the First Amendment, which guarantees all of us freedom of speech. That includes LeBron James, Enos Kanter, Greg Popovich, Steve Kerr, Laura Ingraham, and yes, all of us here on World News Brief. But for whatever reason, sports figures are often put on a pedestal that gives them an enormous audience and a loud voice, a pedestal that gives them a view to sometimes look down on everyone else. There is a current slogan, "Go woke and go broke." NBA ratings are in constant decline. ESPN is owned by ABC, which is owned by Disney. All of these woke organizations are losing followers. Again, we all have an opinion and the right to express it. We also have the right to turn off the TV when we've had enough. And that's just my opinion. Thanks for listening.